Go ahead. Welcome everyone to our Monday morning kickoff, the week, Christmas week call.
Our Kaizen team, our core team, our inner circle team, the ones that are making it happen team.
Our wonderful friends. Friends and family, Nikan family, we love you.
Yeah, you guys. Oh, wow. This is so special, especially going into Christmas. I had a couple of things I want to share. Maybe you guys were probably all on the Saturday call. Again, Julie Tara, Dave Johnson did an interview with Julie Tara, and it's on YouTube. It's on Dave Johnson's YouTube channel. And I really recommend, if you haven't watched it, to watch it, maybe even watch it again. She has such a heart for Nikan, such a passion for Nikan, such a servant attitude. I mean, oh my goodness, where's some of my notes here? I mean, she talked about, how many people can I help in one day with products, with business? And her goal is to have, wow, honey.
There's nothing I can do. I don't think.
I guess you could try to text.
Okay,
I'll keep talking. Maybe you can use my phone. We have another one of our team members.
Okay.
Kirsten's trying to get on. Okay, so one of her goals is to, have a big personal group. 40, 50, 60 people in her personal group, and she talked about how it's her garden. So we have another one of our team members.
Okay.
Kirsten's trying to get on. Okay, so one of her goals is to, have a big personal group, 40, 50, 60 people in her personal group, and she talked about how it's her garden, so she can nurture them and help them grow, and how she has wanted to grow, helping them to move forward, to senior and to executive and move on to building a strong per month, by bringing new people onto the team, by helping the people on the team that are business partners that want to grow, helping them to move forward, to senior and to executive and move on to building a strong silver ship. And anyway, great stuff, you guys. Have any of you listened to it that would like to comment to Julie Tara?
It's Julie. I've listened to it. She's just so incredibly full of information and knowledge and insight and
possibilities for people, for their life, for them to have a better life. And I guess she didn't really share it on this call. I think maybe she shared it on another call. But, she's just, she's so dynamic on stage. But when she's just with a person, like meeting at a coffee shop, she asks lots of questions and she listens. And
right, and goodness, I'll be listening / watching it again, I'm sure. It was very motivational.
It is. It's so, she just has so much heart and passion for people and, for really opening up the possibility. Take a look at how this business could help you. And so it is. It's all about that. Really, and she asks them, tell me more about that. And as she finds out, what they're wanting for their life, what they want to change in their life, what would make their life better, then she says, I suggest, take a look at this, take a look at these products, and, take a look at how this business could help you. And so it is. It's all about that. Really, the goals and our plans when we know at them and talking about them. And asking them these questions. Anyway, I just was very impressed. I always love to listen to Julie, and also about want to have what we want to create with our life. When we're clear, she is high, and we know what we're creating. And again, this fits right into the end of the year, going into the new year, and setting our goals and our plans. When we know what we're creating, what we want to create, what we I just really recommend that we listen to that, maybe more than once about that. Then we just draw it. A next announcement is, maybe you guys saw this already, and we created first, Dave Johnson sent out an email, Rick in the Unseen, and Dentry is not having his regular month, but that's energy, and the night call, and then it's going to be on Dave Johnson's Wednesday Zoom call, which brings it into manifestation. And, that's what it's all about. So that's explained. I just really recommend that we listen to that. And maybe I'm being more than once. The next announcement is, maybe you guys saw this all the time, 7, 8, 9. That would be 9 Eastern time. And he's ready. They're Rick out that are in the process, prospects, passionate about email. Rick Murphy is, he could have been about his regular Monday to help you on to that. And people Johnson's Wednesday Zoom call, which is 6 p.m. Pacific time, 7, 8, 9. That would be one more announcement, and that's, again, the 2016, your 2016 goals and action plan, and that we've been listening. We listened to before Eric Lofholm, one of them, again, passionate about Niken, about helping people, power both the products, and they're recorded. You guys can listen and rate, present the business, and that would be a great one to invite your team on to, and to invite any, you know, any people that you have that are in the process, prospects, on how to get into conversation. Our call on Saturday, we went into quite a bit of detail, some of the things from Eric Lofholm on setting goals. And then also I went over how to turn that into a Niken, your Niken goals and action plans. And before December 3rd, duration, and I'm thinking that I will. And you will just have so much more confidence and clarity going into 2016. And we would love to work with each one of you one-on-one. Our call on Saturday, we went into quite a bit of detail, some of the things from Eric Lofholm on setting goals. And then also, I am thinking that I numbers for the week, and then we will open it up for everybody else. So, Tina, you were the first one to send your goal, I mean your numbers, your review for this last week. And so go ahead and share what's happening, maybe a win for last week, typed up for you guys. What does that say?
Yahoo.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's go ahead and get started with the people that have sent in their numbers for the week, and then we will open it up for everybody else. So, Tina, you were the first one to send your goal, I mean your excitement, your plans for moving forward.
Well, good morning. Last week just seemed like such a slow week because our son came home from Colorado and was here for the majority of the week. So I felt obviously the struggle of when kids are home, the work, mixed with the kids, but still had a couple cool things. One is a good friend's sister works at the Perry Ellis headquarters in New York City, and she asked me and then went and talked to her HR department, and they are inviting me to I'm going in on January 27th to Perry Ellis' headquarters to give a presentation to their employees about Niken. So I am so, so crazy excited about that. I don't know how I'm going to get all my stuff into New York City, but all right, I'll figure it out. Follow-up business is very rare, it seems like. And so I kept thinking about that and thinking, well, I need to then, I don't want to have to do that. So I went back and I touched base with all my past customers, checking in on what's going on and, just trying to, get in front of them again. And so that's really what the week was like for me. So it was still a good week, but, anyway, that's it.
Yeah, you are laying a great foundation. I mean, you're being very consistent. You're getting your email base set up. You're contacting your email list. You're doing a wellness preview at least, one a week. I mean, you're getting all the things set up. And I really agree with you. I mean, Niken statistics, that 95% only buy once. I mean, that's one of the reasons that they lowered the prices so much. And then I think if we start focusing, like you, having a newsletter, if we start focusing on having, like for local customers that we have in homes that we can invite them to, and workshops, you know, maybe like one with the KVB, how to be your optimum weight, maybe one on just how to have more energy, maybe one on bone health. I mean, things that we can invite them to. And then for our customers that aren't local, we could have, online webinars. And I think that would really increase the amount of people that customers that we have in homes that we can invite them to, and workshops, you know, maybe like one with the KVB, how to be your optimum weight, maybe one on just how to have more energy, maybe one on bone health. I mean, things that we can invite them to. And then for our customers that aren't local, we could have, online webinars. And I think that would really increase the amount of people that customers that get onto AutoShip and are repeaters, because I think it's mostly education. Patricia, I think you are the second one that are so that they, I mean, if they see the NACAN products as a solution, that sent your numbers into us.
Well, good morning, everybody. I just want to say to Tina, when she finished her report and then she said, but, you know, or like, well, it wasn't that great of a week. It was like, oh, my, it's a great week. Anytime you can build your family pillar and you've got this thing in the